Aircheckdownloads.com.
Morning.
Oh, it's one of those.
It's cold this morning.
Careful with those
kettles of hot water.
Careful with those bits, if you know what I mean. Never mind, it's raining men. It's darn cold out there this morning. It's not very nice. But listen, snuggle up with us, and we'll make you late for work.
It was -7 last night in Birmingham.
Poor blimey. You know, I'm not afraid of winter driving. In fact, my other half spent all of last summer teaching me how to slide sideways into parking spaces. It's true, honestly.
Were you cold in your cardboard box last night? I meant to ask you.
It was dreadful under Hungerford Bridge.
Was it?
It really was. Oh. Actually, we shouldn't really take the mic because that is a really, really sad situation to be in this time of year, isn't it?
It's so cold at the moment. That's what I thought about when I came out of the house this morning. My car was about 4 inches thick in ice, and I thought, what about the poor people that are sleeping out last night?
I just don't know how they cope because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you can only have so much warm clothing. And then, I mean, at the end of the day, the cold gets to you eventually. And -7 in Birmingham last night, it just makes you think, what a dreadful situation to be in. It's not very nice at all, is it? Well, never mind. What can you do? You can only do so much, can't you? Thank you. 7:08, we're going to make your winner this morning at breakfast time with Les and Justine with Trick Treat Toast or Feast, I thank you. And don't forget, they're gigging tomorrow night.
And I'm going.
Oh, yeah, somebody's going anyway. So what a fabulous situation to be in. Honest. You have a pair of tickets for the M People gig, and what happens? Somebody nicks them. It's as simple as that. Well, somebody that's not sat a million miles away from here.
I didn't nick them. I just asked if you wanted to go, and you said no. So I said, thanks, bye.
And you... Yes, you did, actually. You're not wrong. It's 7:11, Les and Justine for breakfast. Hello, Tuesday morning, 19th of October. Like this, some big birthdays today.
Yes, Mavis Nicholson is 63 today.
Oh, here we go with the second one.
Finished talking about the first one first.
Oh, sorry, I was just...
Popular radio and TV presenter whose more recent TV shows include Afternoon Plus and Mavis on 4. She's got one of those faces with the glasses that says, tell me about it, lovey. We've all been there. We've all been through it.
My mum actually said Mavis Nicholson's got the kind of face you want to smack.
Like yours, you mean?
Like mine, yes. Thanks.
Also, John Le Carré is 62 today, born David Cornwall. Why was he born David Cornwall, do you suppose? English author and creator of George Smiley. And finally, it's Michael.
It was born David Cornwall, but he changed his name because he couldn't stand the southwest of England. Anyway, carry on.
Yes. And it's Michael Gamble's birthday today. He's
Gambon,
I said that.
You said Gamble.
I did not say Gamble.
You dare, get it right.
I didn't say Gamble. There's not an L in it. He's 53 today, the British actor. Oh dear, who came to people's attention in things like The Singing Detective and The Thief, The Wife and The Lover and The Cook. In fact, it's The Cook, The Thief, His Wife and The Lover.
Is it? And The Butler.
Have you seen that? It was so rude.
Not your version, anyway. On this day in 1781, the American War of Independence came to an end when Lord Cornwallis surrendered to George Washington at Yorktown in Virginia. Of course, where they make the tobacco.
So what did he say? Okay, I'll let you have it.
Yeah, that's right. Have it with compliments.
Bah.
On this day in 1972, Colonel Sanders extended his mansion by adding a new wing. And on this day in 1989...
That's interesting.
San Francisco was hit by an earthquake measuring 6.9 on the Richter scale. Lasted for 15 seconds. It's not my day today, thank you. At least 250 people were killed and over 650 were injured. And on this day, a year ago, Winchester Crown Court accused businessman Jeffrey Bernstead of receiving £100,000 in bookings for a ferry service that never existed. The court heard that Mr. Bernstead's company had no financial backing, no crew, no port, and no ship. Of course, all those things tend to help when you're actually setting up something like a ferry service, but never mind.
Obviously very convincing.
Oh, absolutely. Say no more. 7:14, a bit of bougie, 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 bougie. Gladys Knight and the Pips. Bougie! 7:16, Les and Justine on Tuesday morning. Hello. Big day for Aston Villa. We'll take a check on sport in a while. And also, you'll get all the gossip here at breakfast time. You really will. Madonna, Cher, and also, the best thing to do if you're stuck in a jam, we'll tell you what fairly soon. Believe me, I know what you're going through, I really do. There's nothing worse, is it, on such a cold morning than having to get out of bed and there's somebody laid next to you and they're so terribly warm. Oh, what a swine. Say no more. Les and Justine for breakfast. Good morning. Hope you're all right. Thank you. The great story this morning in the news is about three Polish bikers who tried to fly home with a complete motorcycle in bits in hand luggage. Heathrow staff made them pay for it. It had to be taken as freight. Strange that, isn't it?
Otherwise, not a huge amount on the go. Just have a quick look at the A4040 in Edgbaston. And we find good old City Road. That's closed there between Portland Road and Bernard Road. So you won't be using it, will you? Jonathan Clay's A Road Watch.
Oh, so sarcastic.
Buses, planes and trains, although it's freezing this morning, are all moving to time so far. No cancellations and no major delays to report to you. So you're up to date with travel on the all-new Buzz 102.4 and it's 23 minutes past 7.
By the way, the big switch is on!
And it's cold this morning!
And I can't reach the other switch! Shara Nelson, One Goodbye in 10 from the album What Silence Knows, and it's selling really well in the shops, by the way. 7:27, Les and Justine for breakfast. We'll tell you all about Divas Day this coming Saturday very soon at Buzz and tell you how you can be a winner. Some great stories in the news this morning, by the way.
Yeah, I love this one about Daniel Day-Lewis apparently is fuming over reports because, you know, Tom Cruise is going to do the film with the vampire. He's going to be a vampire.
Oh, yes.
And he's being paid
about like 10... He's got teeth for it.
He's being paid about £10 million about for it. Well, the woman that actually wrote the film is saying that Cruise is too lightweight for the role and he's got too much sort of boyish looks, and so Daniel Day-Lewis is tipped to take over, but he's really annoyed because he hasn't been asked, apparently. So.
I thought actually Daniel Day-Lewis was a bit wimpy, to be honest with you.
He's gorgeous.
Oh, here we go.
He's gorgeous. Do you ever see him in Last of the Mohicans?
You're going to be on heat for the rest of the morning now, are you? Dear, oh dear. Anyway, off the subject of
Thanks.
Him, because otherwise we're going to get into hot water. The great story this morning is about the television station that tried cheering up motorists in Ghent, in Belgium, by putting on a concert at the side of the road. And apparently, while they were stuck in jams, it caused even bigger snarl-ups. The drivers loved the music so much that it caused a traffic jam of nearly 30 miles. And the original jam was only 4. So you can see the benefits there, can't you? Tell you what, with temperatures like we're having at the moment, it's just the kind of coldness you need to get used to going skiing. It's as simple as that. Obergurgl in Austria is where we want to take you. Well, Buzz and Air Tours, and it's all to do with the new Warren Miller film. It's called Black Diamond Rush. It's showing on Thursday at the Adrian Bolt Centre in the city centre of Birmingham. We want you to be there. We want you to go through to the draw. And there are so far 5 people in the draw. Fabulous. And, sorry, you reckon there was 4?
Mm.
Is it my numeracy?
I think it's 4 we've got in the draw so far.
Is it
but
4
I could
or 5?
Be wrong.
I think you are.
Okay.
I've got the list in front of me. It says
Thanks.
5. Thank you. Thanks for your input there. And 5 people in the draw so far, by the way. You could be added to it. Remember, so there'll be probably about a 1 in 7 chance, hopefully, of somebody winning that fabulous £1,500 holiday to go skiing in the Austrian Alps. If you want a chance of winning on Trick, Treat, Toast or Piste, just call us now on 212-1024 and answer this question correctly.
Which ex-Wham pop star, which is a bit obvious, is taking his recording company to court at the moment?
Duh.
Duh.
Any ideas? 212-1024. Let's repeat that question once more.
Which ex-member of Wham is taking his recording company to court at the moment?
Oh, all right, then. 212-1024. You can be a winner on Trick, Treat, Toast or Piste this morning. Piste being the operative word because it's cold.
Another frosty start this morning. Yes, we're going to have clear skies later on, though. Lots and lots of sunshine, but it's going to remain really cold throughout the day. The top temperature is only going to be 10 degrees Celsius. That's only 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
Air check download. Loads.com.